But I declare we got some work to do. And we can't do it by praying. Praying's a very necessary part of it. Praying's a prerequisite. I've been praying a good deal during the night. But praying won't get it done this morning. I got to get up and take the microphone and tell you what he told me. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's the way it's done. That's the only way that it's done. We're living in perilous times. You're talking about perilous times. I heard Shimon Peres, who is the now, right now, the president of Israel, not the prime minister, the president. And he told Benny Hinn, he said, Israel would have already taken out Iran. But George Bush said no. You hear it?
Yes, sir.
Word for word. Perry has sources in Israel. I believe Perry's been to Israel about 32 times, if my memory serves me correctly. Perry Stone says, I have sources in Israel and sources in the United States that they tell me, and listen, I'm not trying to do any politicking this morning. He said, but here's what they tell me. He said, I am not against Barack Obama. I'm not against John McCain. I'm not against anybody because we all look alike at Calvary. Amen. God is no respecter of persons. He said, but I have sources that tell me that if Barack Obama is elected as president of the United States, the first day after the election, not after the inauguration, the first day after the election, Israel plans to take out the atomic capabilities of Iran. And the reason they are going to take it out if Barack Obama gets elected is before he's inaugurated, because they don't trust him like they do George Bush. They know George Bush is for Israel. They don't know that Barack Obama is. And it ain't, race ain't got beans to do with it. Excuse me. Race ain't got beans to do with it. But if you want to see a nation go down like the Titanic, let America turn against Israel. Amen. The Abrahamic covenant, which there's got 70 parts to that Abrahamic covenant. It's not some little innocuous verse encapsulated in Genesis chapter 12 and verse 3. There's a whole lot to it. God raised up the nation of America. God, hey, this is the United States of America is a sovereign act of God. They say, we know what George Bush believes. We know he'll stand with Israel because he's already proved it. But we don't know about, we got nothing against Barack, they say. But we don't know that he's for us. We're not going to wait and find out. We're going to take it. Hey, whatever you think of George Bush, God raised up George Bush and put him in as president of the United States. He took out literal Babylon. And when Jesus returns, he's going to take out spiritual Babylon. And we're going to set up the millennium reign right here on the face of this earth, whether anybody likes it or not. Somebody clap your hands and shout hallelujah. Praise God. Lou, come right here and bring your Bible. I didn't know, we don't have nothing rehearsed, but I want to obey God this morning, because I want you to leave here today with some hope. I want you to leave here today with some hope. Ain't nobody a racist. I plan to vote the Bible myself. Amen, Walls. And my Bible don't authorize abortion, so that pretty well narrows down who I'm going to vote for. Amen. I don't mind telling you. Amen. I'm not going to vote to kill little babies. Amen, Walls. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. And if you don't vote for the man who believes against abortion, then your lack of voting is a vote for the man who does believe in abortion. I said it and I'm glad.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I have been enlightened by the Lord Jesus Christ waking me up in the middle of the night. And I'm talking about a bunch of nights. My wife will tell you. Ain't nothing to see me roaming around 5 or 6 nights in a row between 2 and 6 o'clock in the morning, is it? Going to my office, which is next door to the bedroom, and looking up scriptures and praying and studying and meditating. You got to get shut out in the world if you want to hear the voice of God. You can't put on the hip-hop music and still hear the voice of God.
Amen.
You got to get alone with God. And God enlightened me on something. I want to leave you with some hope. I'll close. I ain't going to preach what I can. I might preach some of it. I don't know what we're going to do. Except obey God. Is that all right, brother? Hallelujah. God dealt with me. And I got to tell you something. I'll stake my soul. I'll stake my ministry on what I'm telling you. For longest kind of time, you've been doing the prophetic utterances that have come forth out of your spirit. You and I have never talked about this. We've never talked about, discussed even remotely what I'm fixing to tell you. But from now on, this day, God's making it official right this moment. You're not only a pastor, you are a prophetess in the office of a prophetess. Not just one who prophesies occasionally, but from now on, you'll be known as a prophetess of the Lord. Thus saith the Holy Ghost. A prophetess pastor. Not pastor first, prophetess first. Somebody shout hallelujah to God. Somebody give God some glory. Somebody shout hallelujah to the living Lamb of God. A lot of people think, well, if I can just get by the church. You'll never get by the church. The church is eternal. I didn't even realize the full intent of that myself until several weeks ago when God began to deal with me about the eternity of the church. The church is eternal. It'll never be without the church. The world, the universe will never be without the church. The church will always have a place. There's 2 times listed in the Bible. The phrase world without end is mentioned. It's mentioned 1 time in the Old Testament. Isaiah chapter 45 and verse 17. Read that, sis. Isaiah chapter 45 and verse 17. Listen at this.
But Israel shall be saved in the Lord with an everlasting salvation. Ye shall not be ashamed nor confounded, world without end.
That's Israel. Now what about the church? Turn on over to Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 21.
Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages.
Huh?
Throughout all ages.
How long?
All ages.
What else does it say?
World without end.
Tell the devil to hang that in his den. The church ain't going away. The church is never going to fade back into oblivion. We're here to stay. Praise God. We're here to stay. Sometimes it might look like we came to play, but we're really here to stay. Clap your hands, somebody, and shout hallelujah to the living Lamb of God. The church is eternal. It'll never be done away with. Read Ephesians 3:21 one more time, Lou.
Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen.
You know what that means? exactly what it says. Read it one more time.
Unto him be glory in the church.
Unto who? God, exactly. Unto God be glory in the church.
By Christ Jesus.
We always go through Jesus.
Throughout all ages, world without end. Amen.
Woo! Get a load of that. Listen to this. God's changing everything. I ain't preached nothing up there. Not a thing. And it was beautiful. But listen here. Let me close by giving you an instruction God wants you to have. Here's an instruction God wants you to have. How many of you know this is a book of instructions?
Yes.
How many of you know it's just like when you buy a gadget at the advanced store. When all else fails trying to put it together, read the instructions. When all else fails in your life, read the instructions. This is God talking to us. And he gives us an instruction. Here's the instruction. For the last days. This will give you some hope. It's found in Luke chapter 21 and verse 36. Watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Now, let everything be established in the mouth of two witnesses. That's Dr. Luke. Now, the writer of Hebrews, whoever that is, we suspect it was Paul, but we don't know for sure. And the Bible doesn't say for sure. The writer of Hebrews says these words in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 28 and part B. Here it is. Unto them that look. That's the same as watch, ain't it? Watch ye therefore and pray always. That's Luke 21, 36. The second part of the instruction is found in the New Testament again. Hebrews chapter 9 verse 28 part B. Unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time. Establishes it as the second coming of Christ. Unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. The first time he appeared was to deal with our sins. The next time he appears, the sin's over with. He's already dealt with that, and he's going to deal with our glorified bodies. Somebody shout hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Because there is hope, thou shalt be secure. The next thing, if we follow them instructions, he's got a response. The response is found in Revelation chapter 3 and verse 10. And it starts out with because again. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation that is to come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, the gospel of Jesus Christ, I will also keep thee from the hour of temptation that is to come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. That's his response to our obedience to watch and pray. In other words, the inference in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 28, part B, if you ain't looking for him, you won't see him. Unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without wrath or without sin unto salvation. Then, if we keep his instructions and respect his response, he's got an offer for us. The offer is found in Revelation chapter 3 and verse 21. Here's his offer. It's in the form of a contract. It's in the form of a covenant. Hallelujah. Oh, to he that overcometh, Revelation 3 and verse 21, to he that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also am overcome, and sit down with my Father in his throne. The church never passes away. Jesus is the head of the church, hallelujah, and we are members of the body of Christ, hallelujah. So if the church never passes away, you know what our function is? He says in Revelation chapter 1 and verse 6, we're going to be kings and priests. Nobody was ever king and priest except Jesus in the Bible, but Revelation chapter 1 and verse 6 says, you and I are going to be kings and priests together with him, hallelujah. Kings and priests. Kings and priests. Kings and priests. We're going to sit with him in heavenly places. Glory be to God. All over this world we will rule and reign with him. To he that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also am overcome, and am sit down with my Father in his throne. Hallelujah. We will be seated with Jesus. And then he says, hallelujah, his offer. To he that overcometh. Will I grant to sit with me in my throne? Praise God. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to be ruling and reigning with him all over this world. Then you can start listening for the clarion call. The clarion call is found two places in the Bible, Revelation chapter 4 and verse 1. Come up hither. That's what it sounds like.